Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Once again, we are in the house of the Lord, and we appreciate all of your goodness this morning. And the church said, amen.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you for your love, because when we are anchored on your love, the Bible says, there shall nothing be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. There are not even tribulation, not even peril, not angels, not height, not depth, not things present, nor even things to come, can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we are anchored on that love this morning, and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, always, every time, we know the entrance of your word brings light. And again this morning, may that light shine in our hearts and bring us ever closer to the realization of the fullness of the glory of God in our lives. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this morning, multiple miracles, continuous supply.
Amen.
Now that's my message this morning. It'll be a short message, but it'll be powerful. You know, if you have faith, you know, you can get anything you want from the Lord. Multiple miracles this morning and continuous supply. I'm going to start here in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And I will start at verse 19. As we go through the message, you'll begin to understand what it means for multiple miracles and for continuous supply. But let's start here in Philippians 4 and 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, I want to let you know that this verse is can be applied in a present continuous. In other words, my God shall continue to supply all your need according to his riches in glory. In other words, as long as there is a need, God has the supply and he's got a miracle for you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. My God, he shall supply. Now notice what he said. According to his riches in glory. Not according to your salary. Not according to your job, not according to what you have or don't have. Amen? But according to his riches. Now, the glory of his riches and the riches of his glory, whichever way you want to put it, they have no end. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. And you heard me say it once before, or perhaps even twice, and I'll say it again this morning. All the supply that God has for you is like the ocean. And your need is like taking a bucket of water from the ocean. You can go back as many times you want, and there's still plenty more where that came from. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Oh yes. You know, I mean, some people think that God is a one miracle God. You know, all you got to do is just ask for one thing and that's all God can do. Oh no. We're going to find out here this morning that the Lord, he can do a lot of things, even more than you can think, even above what you can imagine. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask, and even what you can think. If you can think it, he can do it. And not only one thing, he can do multiple miracles in a row. And we're going to find out how he does it here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The first thing I want to tell you this morning is not to limit God. Because limiting God is a sin. Now, some people don't know that, but unbelief is a great sin. You know, the Lord couldn't even do miracles whenever there was unbelief. You know, so unbelief is a great sin. Now, let's see what the Bible says about it in Psalm 78, verses 40 and 41. He was talking about the children of Israel, you know, all the things they passed through and how they tempted the Lord and how they limited him and how they did not believe in him. They didn't believe in any of his promises. They didn't believe that God was able to do the things that he said he could do for them. You know, Psalm 78 and verse 40. He said, how often did they provoke him? That's talking about how they provoked the Lord in the wilderness. And they did grieve him in the desert. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. You know, now, so we don't want to do that. You know, they limited God. They even said, you know, if God will open the windows of heaven, will he do this? Will he do that? Of course, he can do it. And he can do much more.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, so when every time that you limit God, You know, that's a great sin against the Lord. You know, these people limited God in the wilderness, and you know, the next thing that you know, the same people that God delivered out of Egypt, he destroyed them all because of their unbelief. And not a single one of them, except, you know, a new generation, you know, and maybe a couple of people that believe, Joshua and Caleb, and then a new generation went into the promised land. But the same people, you know, the Bible says, you know, how that God, after he had brought them out of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. See, because of unbelief, you know, they couldn't go into the promised land. You know, but here's what we want to see this morning. I'm going to read a few stories. Now, this will be a short exhortation this morning. But I'm going to read you a few stories in the Bible to see how God, then I'm going to tell you something else too, to see how God can do multiple miracles for you. And not only that, how God can give continuous supply. In other words, you know, God, you know, the riches of God, and the benefits and the miracles that God will have for you will never run out as long as you continue to have faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let's see a couple of examples here in the Bible. The first one I'm going to read, 2 Kings. And I'm going to read chapter 13, verses 14 and 19. Here is somebody, an example here of somebody who also limited God. You know, and didn't go all the way. You know, he didn't go all the way in believing God for the greatest things, and didn't believe God for, you know, many, many victories. He only believed God for a few victories, and the prophet of the Lord wasn't very happy about that. So let's read this story here. This account here is, you know, one of the things that Elisha did, you know, just about the time that he was about to die. Elisha was a prophet in Israel, and he had fallen sick with a sickness and he was about to die. And the king of Israel, you know, was facing many challenges with his enemies round about him. And here's what happened in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14. Now Elisha was falling sick of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And that's the same thing that happened in the time of Elijah. And he said to the king of Israel, "Put thy hand upon..." Now, this is what Elisha, the prophet of the Lord, said unto him. "Put thy hand upon the bow." And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hand upon the king's hand. So Elisha is going to give him some directions. He said, "Look, you know, take your bow and, you know, set yourself in array and, you know, get ready to shoot here." And Elisha put his hands on his hands. You know, and he said, "Open the windows eastward." And he opened it, and Elisha told him, "Shoot." You know, now of course Elisha didn't tell him, you know, how many times to shoot, but you're going to see the limit of, you know, I mean, you're going to see how your faith can limit the kinds of miracles, you know, that you get from God, or the number of miracles that you get from God, or the number of victories that you get. So they told this man to shoot, and he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance." Oh my. You know, the word of the prophet told him that's the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. And the arrow of deliverance, you know, God is going to deliver you from Syria. "And for thou shalt smite the Syrians, you know, in Aphek until thou have consumed them." And he said, you know, "Take the arrows." And he took them. And, you know, he told him again, he said, "Smite the ground." And when the king smote the ground, you know, of course, he had a lot of arrows. But, you know, in response to the prophet's instructions that said, "Smite the ground," he only smote the ground three times. And then he stopped. And Elisha was angry. The Bible said the man of God was angry with him. And he said, "Thou should have smitten five or six times. And thou should have smitten them until you have consumed them. But now because you stopped at three," he said, "your miracles and your victories will only stop at three." Oh my. The man could have taken all the bow, you know, all the arrows in his quiver, and could have continued smiting the ground, and he would have had as many victories as the arrows that he smote the ground with. But he stopped after three. I guess he felt, well, you know, gee, you know, this is enough right here. And the prophet of the Lord said, "Well, you know, because you stopped after three, that's as many victories as you will have, and after that, you're going to be in trouble again. You know, so you should have smote the ground as many times as possible." Now, This, what is this telling us? You know, when you are on a roll with God, don't stop. Praise you in the name of the Lord. When God is doing something great for you, get a hold of God even more. Praise God. You can get all you can from the Lord. If you get a visitation from God, that's the time for you to lay it all out. Oh yes, sir. Lay it all out and get a hold of God and put all your needs before Him and believe for every single one of them and He can do them all. Praise you in the name of the Lord. So that was an example of somebody that fell short, you know, because he didn't believe the Lord all the way and he only got a few victories, whereas he could have gotten a whole lot more. But we're going to see, some better examples, you know, some people that went all the way and kept believing God, you know. But I want to tell you this morning that the Lord is able to take a little and multiply it to keep increasing until He meets all of your needs. Amen? Praise God. He's able to do that. Now, I'm going to read a couple of stories for you to show you that the Lord is able to do that. First, let's read the story of Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17, I'm going to read from verses 10 through 16. Let's see the story of Elijah. Now, Elijah, the Tishbite, the Bible says, you know, he went up against Ahab and the prophets of the grove and all of that, you know, and he said, you know, before he did that, he actually said, there will be no rain, you know, for, you know, so many years until the Lord brings His word again to bring the rain. And so he, you know, he went into the wilderness and he got away, you know, and the Lord, he went beside the brook and the Lord sent the, you know, a raven there to feed him morning and evening and so forth. And after a while, the brook dried up. Now, that's the background to the story. And so I just paraphrase it for you. And after a while, the brook dried up, and the Lord is going to send him, you know, over here to Sarepta, a place in Sidon. And the Lord said to him, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. That's in verse 9. So, verse 10. So he arose. Now this is 1 Kings 17 and 10. This is Elijah the Tishbite. So he arose and went to Sarepta. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, there was a widow woman gathering some sticks. And he called to her and said to the woman, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to, now, of course, you know, now this was a total stranger, you know, the man that spoke to her was a total stranger to her. But little did she know that this man was a man of God. You know, and he said to her, go get me some water, please. You know, and then she went to get water. You know, now notice, you know, how God begins to move when you obey His word. Amen? You know, He said, go get me some water, please. And as she began to go get water, He gave her another, you know, request. And He said to her, you know, as He was going to bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. You know, give me a piece of bread because I'm hungry. Not just the water, give me something to eat as well. And then the woman said to him, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. So this is our last meal. You know, this is our last meal. Now, is there anybody in the house here today that thinks this is their last meal? I mean, this woman was down at rock bottom. You know, this is their last meal. This is all that they've got. Now, sometimes your situation may feel like that. You may feel like you are down to your very last dime or your last dollar or whatever it is. But you listen to this story and see what the Lord can do for you. Amen? You know, what He has done for one, He can do for another. In the name of the Lord. Because He is no respecter of persons, the Bible says. But in every nation,
as many people have trusted Him, and they believe in Him and trust in His name, they are accepted before Him, and the Lord can do great things for you when you really have faith. Now, listen.
What happens? So she's saying, look, you know, I would gladly give you, but I don't have anything, and this little
cup of flour that I have left,
I'm just going to bake the cake, and I'm going to eat my son, and so forth. It's our last meal.
So, and that's it. After that, we don't know, you know, because
there has been famine in the land for 3.5 years. And nobody had anything to eat and so forth like that, you know. So this woman, she's finally gave up in her mind that, well, this is it, you know. I'm just last meal right here, you know. And listen to what Elijah said. And Elijah said to her in verse 13, fear not, You know, now, you know, you remember Jesus, when he came upon the scene, you know, that was something that he constantly said to people. Fear not, or be not afraid. Because fear will keep you from believing God. Fear will keep you from reaching out, you know, and receiving all that God has for you. Now, so the first thing he told her was, fear not, but you go and do as you have said. You know, go and bake the cake. All right, you know, that's fine. You know, gather the meal, the two sticks and everything, and set up the fire and bake the bread, like you said. You know, but listen to the instruction. You know, but make me thereof a little cake first. Now, notice that. Make me a little cake first. Now, Elijah was speaking by the word of the Lord. Of course, the woman didn't know it, but Elijah knew it because the Lord already told him before he went down there that I've set a woman there to sustain you. Well, you know, a woman to sustain you, well, that doesn't look right when the woman said, all I have left is a little thing. Amen? Praise God. You know, some of you would have said, well, I don't know, you know, if that voice that told me was the Lord or anything. But Elijah knew who he had believed. You know, he knew the voice of the Lord. And the Lord, you know, had shown him so many things. Elijah knew. He said, the Lord before whom I stand. Elijah already stood before the Lord. And he knew that God can take that little cake. Amen. He knew what God can do with that. You know, so, but it didn't look exactly like what God promised him. Because he said, go down there, you know, the brook is already dry. I've set a woman in place. You know, so, you know, you'd think that, she, you know, he'd get in there and find a woman that was bountiful, you know, and had plenty and everything. And, you know, she was just in abundance. No, but that's not it. You know, but the Lord, he was testing the word of the Lord. The Bible says the word of the Lord is tried. The Lord will test the word of the Lord that he gives you. You know, so he was testing it even with Elijah to see whether Elijah would look at that woman and look at the outward appearance of things. I said, well, gee, you know, the Lord promised me, you know, somebody to sustain me. This woman can't even sustain herself. You know, how is she going to do that? But Elijah didn't worry about that. He just trusted in the word of the Lord and said to the woman, fear not, but go and do as you have said, but you make me a little cake first and bring it unto me. And afterward, you know, now isn't that just like the Lord? You see, the Lord, he wants first place in your life. He doesn't want second place. He doesn't want third place. He doesn't want any place but first place. Now, Jesus will have first place or no place at all in your life. Can you say amen? Oh yes, sir. I am Alpha and Omega. That's what he said. You know, so he doesn't want you to give him leftovers. You know, some of you, you know, when you want to give to the Lord, you do that after you paid all your bills. You know, after you know, everything is all settled. Now, if there's anything left, then you think about the Lord. God will have none of that. He wants first. He said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Not after that you are done paying your bills and then wondering if there's anything left for the Lord and so forth. You know, you might as well not give anything to him because he doesn't care about that. You know, he wants you to show that you trust him. Amen? And you give him first. You know, so Elijah said, you bake me a cake first. You know, and say, for thus saith the Lord. Oh my, I love the sound of that. Amen. How many of you love the sound of thus saith the Lord? Oh yes, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil. You know, that, you know, oh my, barrel. The woman didn't even have a barrel. All she had was a little thing. But Elijah, his faith already saw beyond. Oh yeah, you know. And he said, she said, Lord, all I got is a little thing here, a little, you know, flour and so forth. You know, she didn't have, Elijah said, don't worry about it. The barrel of meal, oh my, shall not waste. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord changes this famine that's been going on and sends rain upon the earth. So she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And guess what happened? And she and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal did not waste. Neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord which is spake by Elijah. Now let me explain that to you just in case you don't understand it. I'm going to read a story after this one that will help you to understand it better. But let me explain what it means for the barrel of meal not to waste and the cruse of oil not to fail in case you're wondering what does all that mean. You know, what it means is this. You know, if you got a little container and you have a little, you know, the lady's got a little thing, you know, that she has a little cup, you know, whatever container, or maybe a barrel, and she had some flour in it, but she was down to the last cup. You know, the barrel was this big before, but she was down to the very last cup, and she's going to scrape the last cup to bake this last meal. Okay. And Elijah said, don't worry about it. That barrel will not waste. You know, so what it means is she's going to go in there, and every time she scoops up, you know, some flour to bake, you know, there's going to be plenty more in there. Amen? She thought she's going to scoop up the last, but she scooped up some, and then she looked, and there was more. And then the next time she scooped up some, she looked, and there was more.
Yeah.
And every time she needed to bake some bread, she would think, well, you know, gee, you know, maybe it isn't really last time, and she'll scoop, and then there was more, you know. And then she just kept scooping, you know, and the flour continued to be there to meet her needs. That was a continuous supply. It continued to supply to meet her needs. And boy, you know, not only that, she needed oil also to bake, you know. And she had only a little bit left, and she didn't even have enough for, you know, two meals. She only had one left. But every time she used some of the oil, you know, the next time she needed to cook, there was oil again in the bottle. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Oh, yes. That is what the Lord can do. Especially when you give him first, he said. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's see how Jesus himself did it. In the book of Matthew chapter 14, if you want to turn with me, Matthew chapter 14, you know, verse. Now, this is the master of all of the prophets. Oh, yes. You can take all the prophets put together. They are no match for Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's see how the master himself did it in Matthew chapter 14. Let's read this story. Now, of course, this story and many like it are all over the Gospels of how Jesus took a little something and fed so many people. But let's read this one account here in Matthew chapter 14. I'm going to read from verse 15. Now, of course, Jesus had been preaching to the multitudes and so forth like that. And at a particular time of the evening, you know, he said, here's what happens. Here's the account of the story. Verse 15 of Matthew chapter 14. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him and saying, Lord, this is a desert place and time is now past. You know, the stores are closed and so forth. You know, let's send the multitudes away. You know, and then maybe they can go to their villages and get something here, you know, for themselves, you know, buy themselves some victuals and so on. And the Lord said, here's what Jesus said to them. They need not depart. You give them something to eat. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, he takes care of not only your spiritual needs, but also your material needs. After he fed them spiritually, he said, it's time to feed them physically as well. You know, what good is it if you only do spiritual things and you don't take care of the material needs? Amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord. When I was a young man, I used to listen to, you know, some people that preached about, oh, you know, you inherit the kingdom of God and all of these things and so forth like that, you know. But there was no power in their lives. You know, there was nothing for them to, they had nothing to show, you know, nothing going for them on earth, but they're always talking about the kingdom of God. And I used to think, I said, well, gee, you know, I was a young man just coming into the faith and so forth, you know. And I said, well, gee, you know, why should I believe in a God, you know, that can't take care of me now? Why should I believe that he'll be able to take care of me later on? You know, God will take care of you right now.
Yes.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's why even the Bible calls it, even the Holy Spirit that he gives us is an earnest. It's a token. It's like a down payment. Everything that God, greater things that God's going to do for you, he starts by doing some of it for you right now. If you believe, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, so, you know, Jesus said, well, you know, you give them to eat and so forth. And they said, all right, well, you know, how can we give all these people food to eat? Now, so let's read the story. And he said, well, we have only 5 loaves and 2 fishes now. In another account, in the book of Mark and so forth, you know, you'll find out, he says, well, what do you have? And they said, a little boy here has, you know, just a lunch. You know,
so this was just somebody's lunch that remained.
They had, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And Jesus said, bring them, give that to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. What Jesus is going to do here. And when he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, looking up to heaven, he blessed, and break and gave the loaves to his disciples. Now, Jesus didn't give any loaves to the crowd. Amen? He gave the loaves to his disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitude. And they all did eat and were filled. And after that, they took up fragments
and remained 12 baskets full. And those that had eaten, they were about 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. Out of somebody's one little boy.
This little lunch.
That's how great the
master is. Now, but let me tell you something else
that happened here.
Just in case you haven't thought about it. You know, here's what the Lord did. You know, he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he looked up to heaven and blessed. You know, now, I can take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and split it among 12 disciples or 12 people. Anybody can do that. Amen? It's no big deal to cut a loaf into 12 pieces. You know, he can do that. You know, you can do that. Anybody can do that. You know, the miracle, you know, when God, you know, already showed, because Jesus said, the Son can do nothing except what the Father showed him. So God already showed him. You know, so all he did was bless, and the Lord already showed him that the disciples will be partners together in that anointing of increase. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah, because the bread was multiplying in the hands of the disciples. It wasn't exactly in the hands of Jesus. He just broke into 12 and gave to them. You know. But the real miracle continued in the hands of the disciples. And as long as there was somebody yet to be fed, the bread and the fishes continued to multiply.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
It didn't matter. There could have been 10,000 there that day. It would have made no difference at all. You know, the Lord can use 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000, and he can use to feed 50,000. It will make him no difference at all. You know, but the disciples, they had to keep believing. You know, because he had bread. Now, Philip had a little piece, you know, and James had a little piece, and Andrew had a little piece, and Peter had a little piece, and John had a little piece, and so forth, you know, and they were giving, and I was like, wow, you know, what's going on here? You know, and the thing just kept increasing. Until everybody was full, you know, and then after everybody was full, they said, well, all right, you know. So when everybody was full, they gathered all the things that remained, and they got 12 baskets left. You know, my goodness, something that started with just a small lunch basket, you know, got 12 baskets. That's what happens when you trust God. He can take a little that you have, and he can increase it. And guess who those 12 baskets belong to? The little boy that gave up his lunch. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's right. You know, you give up your lunch to God, then you get 12 baskets back. You know, that's how great he is. You know, God is our great God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you know, let me read this account to you here in 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm going to read this other account. This will be possibly the last story that I will read today. On account of time, I want to keep this brief. 2 Kings chapter 4. Again, this is another thing that happened in the life of Elisha. Now, this is Elisha now, not Elijah. So, Elisha, yeah, here, this story here, you know, is going to show you something very significant. 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. 2 Kings chapter 4. Now, their cry, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. So she became a widow after her husband died. And she said, thou knowest that thy servant, which was my husband, did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be born men. Now, she couldn't pay her bills. And back in those days, you know, things were pretty rough. You don't pay your bills and grab a hold of your children and make them slaves, you know, to do time to pay for what you owed. So they came to grab her kids, you know, and she, you know, she cried unto the man of the Lord and said, look, my husband is dead now. If he were alive, we wouldn't be in this situation. You know, he would have been able to take care of the bills. You know, but, you know, things are rough and we can't do it, and they want to take my kids away. Now she cried unto the servant of the Lord. Oh, and listen to what Elisha said. And Elisha in verse 2 said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? Now, most of the time, when God wants to do something spectacular for you, he starts with what you already have. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh yeah, I want you to listen to me this morning. He starts with what you already have. Like that, what they already have was 5 loaves and 2 fishes. You know, and Jesus said, that's enough. You know, just bring that to me. You know, that was enough. You know, so Elisha is going to do something similar here. I'm going to say, look, you know, you need a miracle. And the woman said, you know, I need help. My situation is really bad. You know, and Elisha said, well, tell me, what do you have? You know, what do you have in the house? So listen to what the woman said. Thy handmaid had nothing in the house except a pot of oil. That's what she had. I mean, she was down to nothing. Oil. She couldn't do anything with it. You need even flour to bake. You can't bake with ordinary oil. You saw the other story. The other woman had, you know, a little flour and there's some oil. You know, this woman, all she had was oil. She ran out of everything. And Elisha said, and that's what Elisha would say to her. Well, you know, God is going to use what the woman already had. Amen? You know, sometimes, you know, what God wants to do for you, he is the beginning of your miracle is already with you. You know, but people, you know, they don't, you know, trust the Lord enough, you know, or, you know, when you panic and we are anxious, anxiety and so forth, you know, will prevent you from seeing the miracle that God wants to offer. You know, so you've got to relax and know that the Lord is on the throne.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. When you are rested and when you are relaxed, the Spirit of the Lord will help you see the miracle that God is about to work for you. And here's what happened for the woman. You know, Elisha said, well, you know, since you only have a pot of oil, that's right. That's exactly what God is going to use. He said, so here's what you're going to do. Go to your neighbors, you know, and go and borrow some vessels, some empty pots. Just go there, you know, borrow some empty pots and so forth, and borrow a few. Many as you can. You know, I said, you know, the woman is all probably thinking in my mind, oh, gee, you know, my neighbors don't even talk to me anymore now that I'm poor. You know, because sometimes when your situation changes and you become poor, you know, your neighbors will not talk to you anymore. Amen. Everybody will talk to you when you're rich. Praise God. If they can get a hold of you, they'll talk to you. You know? So, but anyway, this woman said, well, you know, I don't know, you know, but, you know, so. And I guess she probably discussed it with her sons and his sons. And then they have said, well, don't worry about it. Just those things. You know. So she said, you know, and then, so the son said, well, don't worry about it, Mom. We'll get you those vessels. So they went, and the prophet told her, look, you know, when you bring these vessels, here's what I want you to do. You know, you just go into the house, shut the door upon you and your sons, and begin to pour of the one oil or bottle, of the one bottle of oil that you have, begin to pour into all these bottles and all these vessels and so forth that you have borrowed from your neighbors. Just pour the oil from this little bottle that you have.
Amen. From this little bottle of oil
that you have, begin to pour into all the vessels that you borrowed from your neighbors. And when each vessel is full, put it aside. Take the next one and pour out some oil. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That sounds foolish. But God takes the base things and the foolish things of this world to confound the mighty and the wise. Oh yeah, those creditors and those debt collectors, God is going to confound them with this foolishness. Praise God. You know, so she went and she told, well, you know, the sons came and they borrowed, you know, and they brought all those vessels. And she, every time the sons would bring the bottle, you know, the vessel, it didn't matter how big the vessel was, you know, she poured the oil, you know, and she found out that this oil kept pouring. Amen? And they set it aside and was full. And they bring another vessel and they pour again. You know, and they set it aside. And they bring another vessel and they pour again. And the miracle continued as long as there was a vessel. Now listen to it. So she went from him, verse 5, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessel to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, she said to her son, bring me yet another vessel. And then someone said, we ran out. We've gone to all the neighbors and so forth like that. In fact, they, you know, we whipped them out. You know, they got all everything they got. And they said, well, all right. And that's when the oil stopped. If they would have somehow found some more vessels, the oil would have continued. That's the continuous supply, the miracle working power of God. Oh, yes. And then she came and told the man of God what happened. And he said to her, that's good. You know, God already took care of you then. You know, and she still wondered, well, gee, you know, I said, well, go sell the oil and pay your debt. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let me tell you this also. If you are having a hard time, you are in financial difficulties or problems or whatever, God already has the beginning of your miracle somewhere in your life. Amen? But sometimes he wants you to do something too. You know, God doesn't just always just open the windows. He can do it if he wants, but he doesn't do it all the time like that. And just let the manna fall down from heaven. He's done that before, and he can do it if he wanted to. But sometimes he'll have you do something, you know, to see the faith that is in you. Amen? One time Peter wanted to pay his taxes, and he had no money. And Jesus said to him, well, you know, should, you know, they asked him, should we pay taxes or should we pay? And Jesus said, show me a coin. You know, and they did. You know, so, you know, I said, whose image is this? They said, well, you know, it's Caesar. I said, well, give to Caesar then. What's Caesar's? You know, so that means, you know, pay your taxes. Amen?
Amen.
Pay your taxes. Praise the Lord. You know, so, well, they said, well, you know, well, I don't have any money. Jesus said, well, that's all right. You know, what do you do? Say, I'm a fisherman. Well, that's exactly what I need. You go down to your house, you know, and get the hook, go down to the stream, and catch the fish. And the first fish, not the second, not the third, the first one you catch, you open it, there's enough money inside to pay for you and me. Amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, but the Lord, you see, Peter had to do something about it. He had to get up from where the Lord was talking to him and go to his house. He didn't have his fishing gear with him. He had to go to his house and get the gear and then go down to the stream. The whole time, he probably was thinking about what the Lord said. You know, and thinking, well, gee, you know, I don't know, maybe I need a big fish, I need a little fish. You know, only the first fish, is that going to be enough money in there? You know, the Lord already has it covered. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. You just do what he says. That's all you need. See, but you have to do what he said. See, Peter couldn't just, you know, of course, the Lord could have snapped his hand and given the coin. He can do that because he's a great creator.
Amen.
You know, that if you don't understand, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ can do anything and everything, then you don't know who he is at all. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. He can do anything, but he chooses to work in certain ways so to help your faith increase. You know, so. And Peter, he got a hold of that money, and he said, wow, Lord, you know, wow, this is something else. You know, I've been fishing all my life. You know, I've never found a fish that has a gold coin inside of it. Praise God. Amen. You know, but the Lord, he knows exactly what he's doing. You know, he put that coin there, you know, I put that fish there too. And he sent Peter to catch it, and he sent that fish to come to the hook.
Amen.
Those are multiple miracles.
Hallelujah.
You know, he'll line up all the miracles for you for the word of the Lord to come to pass in your life. Hallelujah. If you believe it, say amen.
Yeah.
But here's what the Lord does. He sits upon his regal throne. Oh, yeah. And he says to the angels, you know, how's everything going down there? And they say, well, you know, all is well. You know, we've gone to and fro. We've checked out, you know, that your son, his name is Yato. We've checked him out. You know, everything is well in his life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Do the angels check you out? Can they say that all things are well in your life? Well, I know that all things are well in my life. Because that's the report they bring. But, you know, when things are not going just right, you know, because you are in your corner believing God, the angels will say, all right, well, here's what the Lord will say, here's what I need. I need one of you to go down there and make sure that this thing happens for that my daughter that's believing me. Amen? That's exactly how it works. You know, he'll say, go down there and persuade such and such a person to pay them the money that they owe them.
Yes.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, you think the Lord can't do that? Oh, then you don't know the Lord at all. You know, he is the great master. Yes. Hallelujah. And he says, the Bible says, the angels are ministering spirits.
Yes.
that are sent forth to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation. You know, he'll send them to do your work for you. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so they will go forth and they will do things to make sure that things are happening for you. You know, to bring the word of the Lord to pass in your life. You know, but you must believe God. You know, and God, he has all things, you know, in his hand. He can line them up, multiple miracles and so forth. I'm going to give you a testimony here as we close this. I'm going to use this to challenge you to believe God. You know. Now, about a month or so ago, we had a three-day meeting here, you know, and so forth. And we were praying and preaching and deliverance and anointing of increase and so forth like that, you know. And, you know, I myself was believing certain things, you know, for myself, for the church and everything like that, you know. And I told the Lord, you know, because I had this message, multiple miracles that I wanted to preach for several months. And I said, well, you know, I want to see these multiple miracles line up before I preach this message. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And so I laid down all the things that I wanted God to do, and I want him to do them all at the same time. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Well, of course, you know, you got to have faith before you can do something like that. Praise God. Amen. Also, you have to understand how God works, because he's sovereign. You know, when you walk with God and, you know, throughout your life and so forth, you begin to understand God. There are times, you know, God, you know, he's sovereign. He knows what he's doing. God doesn't walk, you know, according to our schedule. You know, but if you understand him, you know, oh, and if you can use your faith, oh, my goodness, you know, praise God.
Hallelujah.
There shall nothing be impossible to him that believes. Amen. Anyway, I lined up a lot of things that I wanted God to do. And, you know, I want to tell you here today that to the glory of God, you know, he didn't do just one, he didn't do just two, he didn't do just three. In fact, there were specific things I was asking God for, and I wanted him to do this way or do that way and so forth. He did exactly that. Now, I don't have the liberty today to go into all of that exactly, but I tell you what, you know, in days ahead, you may be hearing about it, and the Lord is good. Praise the name of the Lord.
I guarantee you, when I was believing, the first thing
I was believing God for was a new place for GMI Church. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he's done it all. And everything you're going to hear about that all together, God is working great things. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, you say, God can do all of that? Well, absolutely. You know, and if you believe him, you know, he can do just about anything that you can believe God for. You know. And the miracles cannot run out. God's power is never ending. Amen. Jesus Christ has seen yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Now all you got to do is believe. In fact, the Bible says that when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? That's how powerful faith is. There's so many things that Jesus could have said he'd be looking for when he comes, but he wants to see your faith. And every time he comes, he said, when he comes to avenge your situation, will he find faith? Absolutely. If you believe God, you know, you need just a little faith. You don't need a whole lot of faith. Jesus told them, you don't need a whole lot of faith. Use the faith that you already got. You know, some people say, well, you know, the disciples said the same thing. Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, you don't need your faith to be increased. Use what you already got. Receive the name of the Lord. In fact, if you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed, you can do great things, Jesus said. You know, so there's no need for you to sit down praying that God should give you bigger faith. Use the faith that you already got. And I'll tell you something else about faith. It is quite unlike your bank account. Now, your bank account, the more you use, the less you have. Faith is the exact opposite. The more you use, the more you have. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Sorry, that's how faith works. When you use your faith and you see God do something for you, then it will inspire you to believe God for even something greater. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And you can keep believing God. There is no limit to what God can do as long as you keep believing him. You know, if you want God to do this or the other, you believe God, and in fact, you can pile it all up. You know, and God, he can take care of all of it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Our God is a multifaceted God. You know, don't think that God is a one-directional or one-miracle God, you know, then that will put him just like any other person. You know, God is infinite. You know, not only is he answering your prayers, can you imagine 6 billion people all around the world praying, and God is able to answer all their needs? Praise God. So if you roll up 6 million or 6 billion miracles for yourself, he can do it all. That's how great he is. You know, if he can answer simultaneously, concurrently, everybody in this world that is praying, he can do it at the same time. You know, then you can think that, oh wow, if I only need 5 things, then he sure can do that. Praise God. Now, so if you are out of work and you need a place to stay, that's 2 miracles already. Amen. Don't believe God just for one thing. Believe him for both of them. You know, and maybe you have a family situation. That's a third thing. And he'll take care of that too. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let's establish something here before we go into prayers. Let's establish this right now. You've heard me say it before. I'm going to say it again because this is very crucial. This part here that I'm about to say is non-negotiable. First, you must believe that God is able. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Amen. That's right. Now, if you don't believe that he's able, don't even waste your time praying. Amen. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So if you believe, you know, and that part is non-negotiable. Oh, you must believe that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. You know, so you need a job. You need a place to stay. You have a family situation. That's 3 things already. He can do them all. You know, and maybe, you know, you just throw it all in the mix. You know, what difference does he make? 5 or 10 miracles to God. He can do it all. You know, and as long as you have a need, God has the supply. My God shall continually supply. You know, that's the correct rendition of Philippians 4:19. It's a present continuous tense. My God shall continue to supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Come on, stand to your feet and put your hands together for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you say, well, my need is a healing need. Well, I need a miracle. You know, I need healing in my body. You know, maybe you even have multiple diseases or multiple diagnoses in your body. It makes the Lord no difference. Amen. He can heal them all. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 17 that he healed them all. That it might be fulfilled that which was written in the prophets concerning him, how he carried away our sicknesses. So he healed them all. Every sickness and every disease that you have, it could be multiple things. You may have migraine, you may have an ulcer, you may have this, you may have that, you know, so forth like that. He can heal them all.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, in fact, you know, I want to challenge people to believe God this morning. Now, this is not, now notice, you know, we're not asking anybody to give an offering. You already did that, you know. You know, sometimes you hear this kind of preaching and people say, well, give so that God is going to do what he's going to do.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, when after God has done great things for you, then you give to give thanks to him. That's how it works. Because you cannot buy anything from God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't fall for any of those tricks, you know. That's just gimmicks. That doesn't work. You know, the thing that works is your faith in God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. We don't use any gimmicks here, you know, but we can prove the power of God anytime. You know, so if you have a need this morning, you have sickness in your body, you have family situation, you've lost your job, you've lost your house, you need multiple miracles, you want to see God give you continuous miracles. Or maybe things are going good now, but you want things to be better. Amen. Praise God. Because God can do them all. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha and Omega. Praise God. Now, if you have any kind of need this morning, where you believe that God can do all these things for you, where you say, Lord, I need, in fact, I cannot count all of my problems. I'm so overwhelmed and so forth. That's exactly the kind of person that Jesus is looking for. See, because when you're at your wit's end, when at your lowest ebb, you can't go any lower. So you can't fall any, you know, any further down. You're already down. but he's going to pick you up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's going to reach down to your situation and he's going to pick you up. That's what God does.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. No matter the situation, no matter what it is, he's got a way to pull you out. And at the end, your testimony will be, he pulled me out of the miry clay.
Amen.
Well, you heard the young lady here that gave testimony, you know, and so forth like that. God already changed her life, you know, from a situation where she was homeless. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And he can do the same for you today. And not only when he does that, he'll continue to do even more things as you continue to believe. Don't just take one miracle and let's say, well, that's it, and God, you know, and so forth. No, be thankful for what he does, you know, but believe God for even more.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Let's be thankful this morning. I want everybody, lift up your hands. Those of you, if you're somebody in the house today, if there's somebody in here, I want one person in this house that knows that God has done something for you that nobody else could do, then I want you to shout hallelujah. If you are in the house, I want a witness from somebody that in your life, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, did something for you that nobody else could do. I want you to shout hallelujah. Now, if there's somebody in here, if there's anybody in the house that believed that I spoke the word of the Lord today, if you believe that I spoke the word of the Lord today, and that the Lord, he sent me here with this message. Now, God, he doesn't play dice with your lives. He doesn't just throw dice and see, well, let's see how it's going to come out. No, God has everything planned. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And every message that the Lord sends us here to give, there is a reason for it. There's a different anointing in every service. And all you got to do is press him to that anointing to receive the blessing of God. Now, if there's somebody in here today that says, I believe the pastor preached the word of God, and I've got multiple situations, but I know that God is able to do all the things that are plaguing me, all the things that are afflicting me, and even more. If you are in the house, I want you to say amen.
Amen.
And those of you that said amen, I am going to ask you this. Now remember, Elisha and Elijah, the men of God for the hour, they would give a command and they would say, do it this way, and ask how the blessing came because they obeyed the word of the Lord. Now, with every head bowed in this place, I want to see the hands up that have a special need. Those of you that believe that God is able to do multiple miracles for you and give you continuous supply of all your needs, I want to see your hands up. And if you have severe situations, I want to see your hands up. If you need multiple healings in your body, I want to see your hands up. The angel of the Lord is here this morning. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Now I'm going to invite those of you that have your hands up. You make your way into the aisles and come forward and let's believe the Lord together. Oh yeah, there's a reason why we do it this way. Because your act of faith that is making you to step out from your seats to hear, that already shows that you already believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't let the devil tell you you don't have faith. You came to church this morning. That's an act of faith already.
Yes.
And then you believe the word of God that we preach this morning. That's another act of faith.
Yes.
And on top of that, when we ask for you to come and believe God together, you step out of your seat, you came out here. That is another act of faith.
Oh, yeah. You already believe
God. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You already believe God and the Lord is going to surprise you. Hallelujah. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask, not only that you ask, but all that you can think. If you can think it, if you can conjure it in your brain, God can do even more. If you can even imagine it, he can do it and even more. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's how great he is. Now lift up your hands, those of you who are here. Lift up your hands and begin to claim whatever it is that you are believing God for. Begin to claim what, and I'm going to pray the prayer of release. I'm going to pray the prayer of release for you right now. Oh yes, I'm going to release the anointing of increase, the anointing of continuous supply, the anointing of multiple miracles into your life. You need a job. You need a place to live. You have a family situation. You have sickness. You have this and that and whatever else, situations on your job or whatever it is. God can do them all. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind every spirit of oppression that has oppressed your children, Lord. I bind them from them in this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, I release the spirit of the living God. Multiple miracles, the anointing of increase into the lives of your children in Jesus' name. Bring the anointing of increase into their lives, Lord. Those that are looking for a job or a house or family situations, Lord, begin to work a miracle, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the Lord is setting things in motion for you this morning. The Lord is setting things in motion for you this morning. And some of you may have certain challenges, you know, and so forth like that, you know, that you have not even been able to discuss with anybody. The Lord knows your heart. Oh, yes, and He'll take care of everything. And so some of you, some things may be going good right now, but you want them to be even better because there are some challenges that are even around the corner that you may not know about. God will take care of everything. God will take care of everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, look at your people that are here today.
They are here not because of me, but they are here because of you. They have believed your word this morning, Lord. And their eyes are upon you. Our eyes
are upon you. Hallelujah. I want every one of you to say with me this morning. Say with me this morning. Lord Jesus, my eyes are upon you this morning. Say it again. Lord Jesus, my eyes are upon you this morning. My situation is beyond my strength. But I know you are able. I know that you are able. I know you are willing. So help me. Help me, Lord, this morning. In Jesus' name. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Lift me up this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you have any kind of sickness or incurable disease, I want to let you know that the power of the Lord is present to heal. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let these four walls here fool you. You know, God doesn't dwell in buildings made with hands. Hallelujah. He dwells in the people of faith, sir. You know,
I have faith in my heart.
So I know the power of God is in me. Now, I don't care what this world looks like and so forth like that. You know, praise ye the name of the Lord. I believe that God is here with us this morning. Hallelujah. Now, if you need healing, I want to see your hands up if you are here. You need healing for anything at all. I want to see your hands up. And I'm going to ask the power of God to move upon the ones that need healing. And I'm going to pray that God will touch every one of you in Jesus' name. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, Lord, look at the hands that are lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, I pray and I ask for deliverance. Oh, yes. Those of you who have your hands lifted up, I want you to shout the name of Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus.
Say it again, Jesus. Say it again, Jesus. And it shall come to pass, saith the Lord. That everyone that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion shall be deliverance. And I will be glorified in my people, saith the Lord. And he also says for me to tell you this morning, when your miracle comes, it shall come like a flood, saith the Lord. When it starts, it shall come like a flood. It will roll over you. You have a hard time keeping up with the miracles of God. Beginning today, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, roll off all the sicknesses from all of the people that raised their hands, Lord. And work a miracle in Jesus' name. And where the doctors gave you an evil report, I've got good news for you. The Bible says, whose report I don't believe. Hallelujah. He was bruised for our iniquities, sir. And by his stripes, sir, you are healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. And if you are here this morning and you feel the love of God wooing you to the cross, oh, this is the time for you to give your life to Christ. We never want to close any service without inviting people to the cross. The cross, there is room. There is room at the cross for you today. There is room for you at the cross today. All you got to do is say, Lord, have mercy upon me. That's all you got to do. That is one prayer that the Lord will never turn back. The prayer for his mercy. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Father, Lord, we pray for all the people that want to receive your mercy this morning. Lord, thank you because your mercy is with them already. And thank you, Lord, for bringing comfort into their hearts. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for bringing healing into the bodies, Lord. Thank you for rolling back situations that the devil... See, now, the places in your life and things in your life where the devil has said, aha, aha, God is going to make him eat his words. Amen. Amen. Places in your life, the devil has said, aha, aha, to you, he will eat his words. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible said, the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. You know, he shall make the devil kiss the dust under your feet. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 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 Only be thou strong and of a good courage. Be not dismayed, for I am with you, saith the Lord. Be not afraid, for I will help you, and I will uphold you with my right hand, saith the Lord. And ye shall know that the Lord is with you this day. And ye shall return to give the praise to the name of the Lord. How many of you will return and give praise to the name of the Lord? Hallelujah! Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now I want you to remember that the victory is yours. Praise God. Now if anybody needs any other additional prayer administration, we are present after the church to do that for you. But we are going to close this part of the service. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands again and let's believe the Lord. Let's thank him for what he has done here this morning. Everybody, thank the Lord together. 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 Thank him for what he has already done. 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 He has already done it. It will be fulfilled in your life in due time. He has already done it. It will be fulfilled in your life in due time. Just thank him this morning. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We glorify you. We glorify you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the multiple miracles. Thank you for continuous supply. The stream, the Bible says there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the house of God. The streams that are flowing upon your people right now, bringing joy, bringing back the sunshine in their lives. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And the church said amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap as you go back to your seats. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.